The former priest whose crimes against children spawned the Catholic clergy sex abuse scandal was killed yesterday. Officials say John Gagan was attacked by another inmate in a state prison in Massachusetts. From member station WBUR in Boston, Tony Randolph reports.
Defrocked priest John Gagan was about a year into a 9 to 10 year sentence for indecent assault and battery on a 10-year-old boy when he was killed yesterday. Officials believe the 68-year-old Gagan was strangled by another inmate at the Sousa Baranowski Correctional Center in Shirley, Massachusetts, about 30 miles northwest of Boston. Gagan had become a symbol of the child sex abuse scandal in the Catholic Church. More than 130 people have claimed that he sexually abused them as children during the 30 years he served as a priest in the Boston area. His case helped fuel public outrage that led to the resignation of Boston Archbishop Cardinal Bernard Law last December. Phil Saviano, who founded the New England chapter of the Survivors Network for Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP, said he was stunned by the attack on Gagan.
I mean, I wasn't surprised that there would be an attempt or that somebody would harass him or maybe even be violent with him. What I was surprised at is that he was successful. Because Gagan had was such a high profile in that prison facility that I would have thought that the officials would have done everything possible to ensure his safety.
Officials from the Massachusetts Department of Correction said Gagan had been serving his sentence in protective custody to shield him from the general prison population. But a correction spokeswoman said such prisoners are in contact with other inmates in protective custody. The Worcester District Attorney said 37-year-old Joseph Druce attacked Gagan shortly before noon yesterday, and the former priest died a short time later at a nearby hospital. Officials say Druce, who's already serving a life sentence, will be charged with murder. Attorney Mitchell Garabedian represented 147 people who say they were victims of Gagan.
Many of my clients, I feel, would much rather have seen Father John J. Gagan finish his sentence in prison so that the facts about clergy abuse could be further developed and revealed to the public.
Steve Kruger of the lay group Voice of the Faithful said Gagan's death could increase the suffering of victims.
It adds a level of complexity and challenge in their healing process. And I think that it underscores the need for healing in this diocese and in the entire American Catholic Church.
But 48-year-old James Sacco, who claims he was molested at age 13 by John Gagan, said Gagan's death helps to ease his mind.
It pretty much just closes the chapter on Father Gagan, so to speak, and we don't have to hear about him or deal with them anymore.
The Boston Archdiocese offered condolences to Gagan's family and prayers for his soul. Last September, the Archdiocese settled a civil suit with 86 of Gagan's victims for $10 million after backing out of an earlier deal for up to $30 million. Also last year, a judge ordered the release of files from the Archdiocese involving dozens of other priests. Meanwhile, the Archdiocese is trying to settle the cases of more than 500 other alleged victims of clergy sex abuse. Attorneys representing these alleged victims are considering a $65 million settlement offer. For NPR News, I'm Tony Randolph in Boston.
Since our report was filed, more details have emerged about the alleged attacker. Joseph L. Druce is an admitted neo-Nazi who is already serving a life sentence for killing an elderly Massachusetts man 15 years ago. Druce also pleaded guilty last year to an anthrax hoax. He sent white powder along with threatening notes to some 36 Jewish lawyers. Druce is currently being held in isolation. A Worcester County grand jury will hear the new murder case next month.